I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
You remember when Matt Taibbi, author of The Twitter Files, once a celebrated liberal journalist, God, the left couldn't get enough of him at one point, back when he was embarrassing George W. Bush by writing true things. Matt Taibbi, author of The Twitter Files, sitting before Congress under oath, detailing how the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, had censored conservative Americans to help the Democrats. And do you remember as Taibbi is testifying to what was the single most horrific attack on the Second Amendment of our lifetimes? As Taibbi is testifying, they send an IRS agent to his house to knock on the door to intimidate him. He had gotten no warnings of any kind of problems by mail. If that didn't tell you where the left is going in this country, this will. As Elon Musk, now owner of X, formerly Twitter, got ready to reinstate the most banned man in America, Alex Jones. As an enormous debate broke out on Twitter about whether that should happen. As Musk then, in response to that debate, launched a poll asking people on Twitter, hey, should Alex Jones get his, you know, million follower account back? As all that is going on. And by the way, Alex Jones won the poll. 70% of the 2 million who voted said yes. So these are huge numbers of people who want Alex Jones back, and they want him back for different reasons. Some of them love him. Others want to mock him. Others want to debate him. You know, the heart of free speech and debate in America, which we used to be very excited, was alive and well. 70% of the 2 million people who voted said yes, we want Alex Jones back. And so over the weekend, Musk brought him back. You might have seen something about it in the media. Well, guess what the jackboot thugs at the Department of Justice and in the state of Georgia, in the Democrat-controlled post-American judicial territory, really Soviet-style judicial territory of Blue Fulton County, guess what they were doing? It was the equivalent of sending the IRS to intimidate Taibbi as he told the truth about the FBI's thuggery, about its censorship of speech. They sent Jones not one, but two subpoenas as all this is going on. This is what they do with their time now. Not keep their eye on the 700 to 1,000 Muslim men coming through the border every single night in Arizona, as we reported on last week. No, no, no. They're too busy thugging out on Alex Jones. Listen to what they did as that poll was going on. This is unbelievable. And the debate was going on Twitter about Alex Jones getting reinstated. Listen, it's been going on for a while on Twitter, but here's the difference. Jones was winning this time. And here's what the Democrats in the Department of Justice were doing about that.
I got two subpoenas last week.
Subpoenas?
I got subpoenas on January 6th. Again, on a criminal investigation.
Well, you didn't do anything on January 6th.
And I got subpoenaed in Trump's criminal trial in Georgia.
On what ground? On what?
And then my lawyer called and said, what is this? And they said, well, we don't just want him as a witness. He's a subject. I had nothing to do with Georgia. But I'm not saying it's bad they went and challenged it. That's their right. I mean, I went and protested there. So it's just pure intimidation. So I have a problem. And so I decided to go down with the ship. I'm not going to leave the country. I'm not going to back down.
Okay, so you understand how outrageous this is. Alex Jones warned his followers leading up to January 6th that it was a trap. This is how good this guy is on this. Some of the things he gets, but he's got a lot wrong too, okay? But he warned his followers not to go to D.C., that it was a trap, that the feds were setting it up, stay away. He then didn't go. He wasn't there. That's why in the interview, you hear Tucker Carlson, who's interviewing him, going, but you weren't even, I know, it doesn't matter. What about Georgia? Again, if you follow the Georgia case, there have been several convictions in that case, which surrounded the challenging of the votes, the vote totals in Georgia in that 2020 election. The people who've pled guilty there, Jenna Ellis, Sidney Powell, they're from Trump's circle. Alex Jones had nothing to do with that. He did go once to protest, but he wasn't arrested because he didn't break the law. Now, did you catch what he said there? He's a subject in the Fulton County investigation. So first, that's a state investigation, but it is a blue county, blue DA. So what does that mean? He is, what they're saying is, we're investigating you. You are a subject of the investigation. You're not a witness. This is unbefreaking-leavable. And it is how we will live if the Democrats win the presidency and sizable enough majorities in the House and Senate that they get the idea that they have transcended party politics. Want to pause here for just a short minute to talk about PhD weight loss. Look, if you're like me, and I fully admit this, I'm going to eat whatever I want over Christmas, and I'm going to enjoy the heck out of it. And I'm not going to worry for even a minute, because I've got a great system that I'm on that helps me maintain my weight. It's good enough. I have a strong enough metabolism now that I can occasionally enjoy myself. Yes, I do a lot of work, but I can occasionally enjoy myself. So here's your assignment over Christmas. Go enjoy yourself. Eat whatever you want, knowing you've already made your appointment for January for PhD weight loss. They're filling up fast. That way you know this is going to be the year when you change your life. For me, that meant my joint pain is gone. I just, by the way, had a nurse tell me at a doctor's appointment, oh my gosh, your blood pressure is perfect. She couldn't believe I was down 25 pounds. Could that be you by spring? Very likely. So make your appointment now for the beginning of January. Enjoy yourself over Christmas, knowing next year you can look forward to your whole life changing at PhD Weight Loss. Try the PhD at Home plan too. Somebody in every state is doing it. That's myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. Wait, you're saying, isn't Alex Jones that nutcase who said Sandy Hook, the shooting of those precious children, was actually a psyop, didn't really happen, it was all fake, lost a libel lawsuit, yes, he did, and had to pay out $1.5 billion, got a $1.5 billion judgment to the parents? Yep. But that also be the same Alex Jones. And I mean, if you haven't seen the video, you got to watch it. It's eerie. Who in June of 2001 warned that the federal government was orchestrating a terror attack. He said it would, he thought it would be on the Empire State Building, ended up being the Twin Towers. But he even specifically said that he expected it in the fall and that he thought it would be the work of Osama bin Laden because Osama bin Laden had long been a CIA asset. Yes, he named Osama bin Laden. He even went so far, starting in June, as to try to prevent the attack by having his followers call the Bush White House, call the switchboards, and demand that the attack not take place. Does that give you chills? That's the fun of Alex Jones. He's clearly insane. I mean, listen to him speak. He's got a screw loose. But he's also got a history of being eerily right about some things and totally wrong about others. Like, for instance, the Vegas shooting. The FBI submitted an official timeline. The media ran with it. And Alex Jones proved they were lying. Forced the FBI and the hotel to admit they were lying and retract that timeline and put out a correct one. It was a feat of reporting. The kind of thing real reporters used to win Pulitzers for. But he's Alex Jones. I give you all this background so you can understand why the feds might really not like Alex Jones. Heck, you may not really like Alex Jones, but Alex Jones is a key figure in U.S. history. He was the first guy who was deplatformed. We didn't have a word for it back then, deplatforming. What does it mean now? In retrospect, what happened to him was that he was taken off multiple platforms at the same time for screaming at a CNN reporter outside, ironically, a freedom of speech hearing. Jones found himself almost simultaneously kicked off multiple platforms, i.e. social media platforms, and also simultaneously found his bank account shut down and he was unable to, you know, he was debanked, as we call it now, unable to pay his bills. At the time, I screamed absolute bloody murder. If they could do this to Alex Jones and our side said nothing, they would come for us. They would come from Congress members. They would come for so many of us. And they would, because we didn't fight. We now know that the federal government, the FBI, had a belly button, a backdoor trap, that the FBI got tens of thousands of accounts taken down simply for telling the truth about Democrat, at the time, candidate Joe Biden. We now know, as we learned to our horror on this podcast 2 weeks ago, it's even worse than that, that our military and the British military were also censoring, wiping out accounts they simply disagreed with. All that happened because Alex Jones was deplatformed and no one spoke up for him, no one in power. So for the left to watch Alex Jones get replatformed on Twitter is an utter nightmare. I mean, they'd already conquered that hill. They'd already established they had the right to, in a Stalinist practice, wipe anyone they disagree with off the internet. And yet their original, here he comes, he's back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
To them, this is losing ground. And that's why I want to double down on a prediction that I made a couple of months ago. By the end of 2024, you will see Elon Musk and Alex Jones go to prison. They just began that process of bogus charges, the kind Trump's facing, for Alex Jones. They launched it a couple months ago for Elon Musk, is reported in the Wall Street Journal, when they said that the Department of Injustice was criminally pursuing charges against his company because his company paid some of the bills for where he lives. The fact that they are even willing to resort to this shows you the level of panic they have at the idea of just one popular social media site they don't literally physically control the algorithms of. Like, take the mad ravings this weekend of the conspiracy website, The Washington Post. I mean, these are people who pushed the fake Russia collusion conspiracy theory for many years, literally telling their readers, it's so wacky now in retrospect, that Trump was not only owned by, but controlled by the Russians. And he was taking orders from Vladimir Putin, all without a shred of evidence. These are the same people who won a Pulitzer for their Alpha Bank story. This is how kooky this got. That the Alpha Bank server had a connection to Trump Tower, and that the Washington Post reported as fact was how Putin was giving Trump his operating orders. Well, Alpha Bank wasn't having it. It's a Russian-owned bank. They sued in court and won. Proved both the Washington Post and the New York Times printed a bunch of junk, yet they never returned their Pulitzers. Yeah, those people had the unmitigated audacity to run a headline like this. Elon Musk restores account of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones on X. Alex Jones has a better track record of being correct than those lunatics. And let's not kid ourselves. That's why they really fear him. You could practically hear the rage and the fear in Al Gore's voice this weekend. And believe me, when he's saying these algorithms on social media are more dangerous than automatic weapons, it's literally Elon Musk and Alex Jones that he's talking about, because the Democrats and the FBI, but then I repeat myself, they are now one and the same, control the algorithms on all the rest of the major social media platforms. Twitter's the only one they don't control. Listen to Al Gore freaking out this weekend. He was absolutely talking about Twitter and Alex Jones.
Broadcasting and then moving on to the internet and to social media has disrupted the balances that used to exist that made representative democracy work much better. Because a free self-governing people rely on a shared base of knowledge that serves as a basis for reasoning together, collectively. But if you have social media that is dominated by algorithms that pull people down these rabbit holes that are a bit like pitcher plants, these algorithms, they are the digital equivalent of AR-15s. They ought to be banned. They really ought to be banned. It's an abuse of the public forum. But when people are pulled down these rabbit holes, you know what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole? That's where the echo chamber is. And if you spend too much time in the echo chamber, what's weaponized is another form of AI, not artificial intelligence, artificial insanity.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.